Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. This is your boy, Seti J. Man. It is a season 12 premiere of our show. And, you know, every year we start our new season. So 2021 marks a new season. And, oh, my God. Wow. What an interesting day I have ahead of me today on today's show. Like, I'm telling you, you guys, that's why I always tell y'all my crickets of the week is ever changing, because what I think is going to be crickets of the week at one point changes at any moment. So we are, it's going to be interesting today. Nonetheless, I can't do the show without my co-host with the Moses. What's up, man?
What's up?
Nothing much, man. I'm glad to have you in the building.
Happy New Year.
I know, 2021, man. You know, here we are 2021, you know, we're looking ahead to new beginnings, all that stuff, and here we go. We got a bunch of people who lost their goddamn mind.
Woo, tell me about it.
So I'm putting this way, y'all. If you haven't figured it out, for those who are new to the show, you know, just let you know, Crickets of the Week is where I highlight some of the worst or dumbest people or person of the past week. And then Nate does something called Seduction 101, where she talks about pop culture, sex, business, and more. It depends on what in her grab bag of topics where she decides to drop on us. So definitely, you know, that's going to give you the paint that. So after line that out, y'all know how I do as far as with my choices when I do these. And this is kind of not barely triggers of the week later on will, of course, be about, yes, the foolishness that happened today. So, I will be sharing my perspective on it later on. There y'all go. Bam. We call it a tease. I got a show tease already. Nate, what do you have for Seduction 101 today?
Stay tuned.
Okay, so there I go. Nate, the queen of suspense. But nonetheless, y'all, kind of, yo, I need to try to do an end of the year show. A bunch of crazy stuff going on. I was trying to get that planned out. But here we are. I want to definitely kind of reflect on the previous year and kind of reflect on things, you know, look forward to things that we have coming for this year. So definitely, it's a blessing to be able to do that. First off, some of last year, man, one thing I would say is just reflected on things I want to improve on over the past year. Last year, we didn't do as many. The show was kind of sporadic as far as, you know, we had elongated periods of time of not doing the show. But I'm not going to do it to y'all again this year. This year, I'm going to get back to doing what I do, which is bringing shows more regularly again. Now that I've kind of figured out how, now that everything is kind of just like falling into place of being able to do so. So we'll bring you back regular shows all over again. Of course, the interviews, we'll be bringing back more interviews. My whole thing is this, and this is with interviews this year. I've done interviews throughout the course of this show, And what I just want to do going forward is I want people who are going to be compelling interviews. I don't want you to come on here and be boring. And I just want people to come on here and really be engaging with the people. And I feel that y'all deserve it. And I feel that our long-time run demands that. So I'm just saying going forward, we'll really be digging deep on how we go with the guests going forward. So that's one thing that's going to change this year. And just kind of, you know, what I want to do, improve more this year is get you guys more engaged, more as far as, you know, find other ways to get you, you know, as far as we got the course to the switchboard. So we'll be involved in the switchboard more again, bring that back. Y'all know for me, for the longest, I really didn't push the switchboard too much because I got tired dealing with crazies. Well, this year I'm going to get back to not giving a damn about that and open the switchboard back up heavily and allow y'all to be able to share your points on what we're talking about and, you know, even promote yourself, do a quick shout out for yourself and whatnot. So we will be definitely opening the boards back up heavy for that again this year. Other than that, that's pretty much those are the main things at the moment. I mean, more will come to me along the way, but those are the main things I feel I'm going forward. That being said, I'm going to throw it to Nate. Nate, what do you feel as far as this year to improve more?
That we need to, maybe we can bring more guests on. Yeah, that's an option.
Yeah, because we do great interviews. I don't know if people have realized, people who haven't been to a show where we've done interviews, we are really good at interviews. It's been proven. We can pull some stuff out of people, and you never know what direction we're going to go.
Right.
Okay, I like that one. What else you got?
I think that's, you know, mainly get more people on here.
Yeah. It's just a matter of, like I've said already, it's just a matter of, we're going to definitely open the door for more guests and also open the door for more for our switchboard. Those two things are tied to exactly what Nate is talking about. So we will definitely be opening that back up again. As I get more trusting of people again, because I'm telling y'all, man, some people, they really made me nervous to open that switchboard.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do.
Because they come on here and they act crazy and they...
Don't do the most.
Huh?
I said, don't do the most.
For real, don't come on here that under the guise of going to talk about serious topics, then you pull some racist stunt out of nowhere because that was really what you wanted to do anyway, be a racist troll. Ain't going to fly over here. Yeah, so that is that. Also, we want to add to it. So one of the things I'll be doing more I'll be going back to doing something I did 2019, didn't really do it 2020, but I did 2019, is bringing back the after shows, where, you know, and I'll be doing it on IG Live, so stay tuned for that. Won't be today, but we'll start doing that going forward after the shows. You know, it could be long, it'd be like maybe 15 minutes if that, and just open the floor. That gives you guys another chance to engage with us and really not necessarily go into detail with the topics we're talking about for today, but like kind of like give a wrap up of it and then kind of like just reading your comments in the IG live feed. So that's another thing I'll be doing this year too. So Yeah, so that's pretty much it on the table for now. But nonetheless, we're gonna bring you, like I said, we're gonna continue to bring you some more greatness. That's what we do. We are greatness. All right, so what we're gonna do, we're gonna go ahead and go to a quick song break. When we come back, we will get into Crickets of the Week. Right here on Life of the Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J and your girl.
Nice seduction.
Hold up!
Late nights don't feel right when you got me here alone. No, I got options, but you the one I want. No FaceTime, need FaceTime, and that's just what I'm on. Cause the vibe is hella strong, I hate the feeling when you're gone. Don't keep me waiting up, baby, hurry up. Time is running out, I need you. Longing for your love, can't get enough. When you tell me that you miss me, don't just say it, come through. Picking up the phone, don't keep me waiting up, baby, hurry up, time is running out, I need you, longing for your love, can't get enough, when you tell me that you miss me, don't just say it, come through, talk is cheap, what you gonna do when you come see me?
All right, well, welcome back to Life of Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J and your girl.
Nice production.
All right, y'all. So we're about to get into my segment that I have been doing for so long on the show. That is a hot segment. It's known as Crickets of the Week. Sign up on Crickets, please. Okay, so Crickets of the Week. Oh, man. I will have to say, four people in particular that I'm going to pick for Crickets of the Week. I'll say the worst for last. So first off, it's really hard to put these in order because all of them are just something else. But I'll start with Kelly Loeffler. So Senator Kelly Loeffler, let me tell y'all about Senator Kelly Loeffler. So for those of y'all that have been keeping up with what's going on with the election, and as far as or people who haven't, just kind of like catching up. As far as people who wonder who in the world is Kelly Loeffler, Well, Kelly Loeffler was actually running for re-election in Georgia for a senator. And what ended up happening was during the general election, there ended up being enough of a case for a runoff, which ended up causing, as of yesterday, yesterday was the official runoff election day, and that's where we had the two races in Georgia. David Perdue versus John Ossoff, and Kelly Loeffler versus Reverend Raphael Warnock. So here we are. Those votes go by, and as of today, they've declared that Warnock ended up winning his race, which he was going against Kelly Loeffler. And John Ossoff won against David Perdue. Now, why is that important to Pickers of the Week? Well, Kelly Loeffler, who again, she's currently in office for the Georgia Senate. Yesterday during her campaign rallies and stuff, where she had President Donald Trump by her side, she was just so gun ho of letting us know tomorrow when I go to the White House, I am going to object to the election results and put Donald Trump back in office. Woo! The crowd goes wild, everybody's screaming. Well, today she changes her tune. Now, I'm pretty sure in her statement, which changed about maybe an hour to 2 hours ago, she mentioned that when she came to vote on the electoral results today, that she was doing it she had every intention to object. She changed her tune after a violent spree happened, a just chaotic spree happened today on Capitol Hill. And I know people are saying, so you're giving her crickets of the week for changing her mind? No, I'm not giving her crickets of the week for changing her mind. The reason why she gave crickets of the week for me is it took an act of violence. Act of violence is just in an act of war, it forced everybody to have to flee and hide until this matter was resolved in order for y'all to get together. And that all of a sudden made you change your mind. I just for me, for the life of me, I just don't get how y'all find that okay. Why does it take that in order for you to don't do that? Like, this man has not proven already how divisive he is. And it's sad because the thing is, had you not joined forces with him in the first place, and you were acting with your mind intact, you just might have had a chance of winning today. That's just so crazy. That's the irony in this. You thought by playing with the enemy, that by playing with one of the most divisive people in American history, or arguably the most. Nonetheless, you mean tell me that it took all that in order for you to change your tune? Get the hell out of here. Well, I hate when people do that. It's always, you have to take a complete turn for the worse in order for you to be sympathetic to people. You know what? Give me a goddamn cricket for that woman, please. I'm over that crap. Like, I'm sick of it. Why does it take violence and just outright terror in order for people to be sympathetic to stuff? That's ridiculous. By the way, I like to, so She done losing that 49.2% to 50.8% in that race that she ran to run for re-election. John Ossoff against Perdue was 50.4% versus 49.6%. All right, so let's go to my next person. And I know this person dearly because I personally voted against him when he was on ticket last. So don't get me started about this the outright foolishness that he did today. And that is Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Let me tell you something about Ted Cruz. Any man, I want your thoughts on this because I know how deep you are about holding your mate, not even just mate, period, holding your mate accountable. So that's very important to me. Tie that point why I want your opinion. Any man that can sit there and let somebody talk about your mom, talk about your dad, and disrespect and completely disrespect your wife. Never wrong you. Yeah. And you sit here and defend this man when he is completely in the wrong. Excuse my French, but you have to be a piece of shit to sit there and allow that to happen. There's no way. And you sit here and you defend this man because you think that's gonna get you vote because of a few votes and if you want to run for president again. No, at the end of the day, nobody's stupid. We've seen the play by you. Your latest display of how you decided to act. Lets us know exactly where you stand. And I'm gonna tell you something. Georgia, y'all let Texas know something today. Y'all let us know that it is possible. That it is so possible for this to happen. For things to change. Which, by the way, let me remind you, the race with Ted Cruz versus Beto O'Rourke when Ted Cruz ran for re-election. In 2018, it was 50.9% to 48.3%. This is Texas, supposed red state. It's not supposed to be that close. That lets you know something. It lets you know that someone right is this complete travesty of what's going on. So it just really hurts my head. Just thinking on this, like you're one of the people that stood on that mic today and still made a fool of yourself, and you represent my state. That's just so annoying, bro. So again, besides him being wrong in policy and the way he's going about things. As far as standing up for Donald Trump, the fact that you allowed this man to disrespect your family lets me know what kind of man you are. Get the hell out of here. Nate, what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, the whole thing is crazy to me. I'm really over it. It's going to be a journey. That's all I'm saying. Hopefully things, you know, pan out and stuff like that. But right now it's chaotic.
Yeah. To me, I'm just baffled. Like, if you were dating a person and they let a man, I ain't saying you got to go fight somebody, but if they let a man completely disrespect you, would you still be able to look that person in the face?
No thing. You'll be able to take them serious.
Hell, in this case, it's just ridiculous. Like, don't know what to say. It hurts my head. It's just how stupid that is.
Their bank will be able to take them serious. That's just dumb.
So yeah, so so another person. Senator Ted Cruz's crickets, my bad. Okay, cricket. All right, so Josh Hawley. Who is now the senator from Missouri. I'm really trying to get my head around this. You find it in your heart, somewhere in your heart, to just think that it was just cool, bro. To sit there and do what you did today. You pretty much helped incite that riot that was going today. You put your little fist up in there and inciting the riot. You were just gung-ho about getting that ish going. But then guess what? One thing we can say is about you, you're the king of, I think we can announce that you are the king of keeping that same energy, because you definitely get that same energy. You decided to walk back into that building today, or walk back into that chamber today, and you decided that in your brain that you were still going to be a menace after all that crap that has happened. You, sir, are displaying cricket-like behavior. No, you're displaying cricket behavior, not cricket-like, displaying cricket behavior, and it is annoying that. You know, you're the Missouri, here we go, hot take of the day. You're the Missouri version. you're the Missouri version of Ted Cruz. And it, to me, it's just astounding to me. So, Josh Hawley, I'm not even going to spend too much time on you. Cricket. All right, so we got one more cricket before I get ready to take it to my girl Nate with Seduction 101, and possibly change the tone of this show, because I'm about to go nuts. my last person. Y'all knew it was coming. For those of y'all who listened to the show before, you know it was coming. You know I was going to get to this person. And that is President Donald J. Trump. He is a Hall of Famer in the Crickets of the Week. Want to give no crickets, please? So he founded, let's go ahead and go backwards in time. Way before the election happened, let's go back to something he said. The man said out of his own lips. You know what he told us? He said right there on camera multiple times, on Twitter multiple times, whatever, had the nerve to say that if he loses the election, that it was shown that it was rigged. He said it way before anyone casted a vote. Way before there was early voting, all mail-in voting, all that. He came out of his lips and said, if he loses the election, it will be a sign that there was a rigged election. Sir, give yourself a big ass cricket for that. We're gonna unpack a lot of crickets on you. That. And then because you're still keeping the same energy, Still keeping it, still keeping it, still keeping it, still keeping it. Here you are. Today. You decided to, you had, this is your chance to back down and not do nothing stupid. You decided to not only get those, put the battery to the back to the people who was at your rally today. With that battery, you charge that battery up with this rhetoric of telling people to march down to Capitol Hill. Have you lost your goddamn mind? And by saying that, you allow these people to do the craziest ish ever. And they broke into that building today. They breached that building. They put people's lives at harm. Your own vice president. They put your own vice president's life in harm. And you're okay with it. Somebody died on your watch today. And you're okay with it. But why should we even be surprised when it comes to you and you think that people die, people are dying for COVID, it's not as bad as it seems. You know, at the end of the day, hey, you know, people are going to die, but they didn't die as much as, you know what? That's just crazy. Get in your head right now that, I mean, it's your chance, bro, because you need to just go ahead and resign, or I need everybody that working at White House right now to go ahead and put in their brain that man is fired. Go ahead and impeach his ass one more good time. And enact Amendment 25. Because obviously he's not fit to do this. And even after all the violence and nonsense, he sits there and he still he tries to low key tell people to be peaceful, but in a sense still put the battery in them to keep them acting a goddamn fool. You, sir, are part of the problem. And I'm really sick of that shit. Like, I really just don't get how you sleep at night knowing you're doing this shit, bro. You need to really, really, really take the time in your head. If there's a way to go through that head, and what do you think on this right now? It's ridiculous. I'm just done. I'm done with it. Been done with you. My vote back in November. Actually, technically, my vote was back in October because I early voted. My vote back in October let you know exactly where I stand. I wanted your ass out of there, and I meant it. So, yeah. End of the day, I'm over you. Get the hell out of there. You got 14 days. You got 14 days until the inauguration. So, just know, one way or another, you're out of here. We're done with this nonsense. All right, that's my cricket. That's my cricket for the week, everybody. Check us out on every episode of Life That Does Live. I'll bring you my crickets of the week, which again highlights the worst or dumbest person or people over the past week. I throw the mic over to Nate for Seduction 101. Nate, what you got for Seduction 101?
For this Seduction 101, it's a new year, right?
So I just
want to tell everybody, don't go into the new year doing the same things that you were doing last year.
Okay, I'm like, you're like it. Mm-hmm.
And don't let up. Like, this year is the year to put your foot down. Like, especially for people who have been nice for too long and just looking to jump for other people. This year, put your yourself first. Put yourself first. And also, I just want to relay a message because, you know, I'm not sure who all will be, you know, getting the COVID vaccine, but me personally, I won't be getting that vaccine. And I just want to say for the people who would not, you know, don't agree with getting the vaccine, this is the gear to boss up, because by you not getting that vaccine, a lot of places will be requiring you to have that vaccine. Like for schools, if you don't want your kids to get the vaccine, you will have to homeschool your children. And also, if you get any type of government assistance, I'm sure at some point they're going to require for people to get the COVID vaccine. So what I would say is the year to get on top of your shit. Because y'all thought 2020 was crazy. Y'all see what happened at the White House today. So that can only tell you how 2021 is going to be. These people are upset that Trump is not going to be the president anymore. They're upset that it's going to be a black woman as the vice president. People are not ready to accept these type of things. And they see that Biden is for the African-American community and that he's for minorities. People don't like that. So it's going to be, you know, a time this year that you need to stock up on necessities, toilet paper, soap, paper towels, canned goods, like perishable items, because this year is going to be a crazy year. All right?
Right.
And I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger. So it's very important to stock up on home goods, candles, get candles. It's going to be a crazy year this year. I'm not saying it's going to be a bad year, but this year is going to test a lot of people. And also, this year you have to keep your mind at peace, because this year is going to be a lot of suicides. It's going to be a lot of suicides this year. People's emotions are going to be all over the place. So if you are one of those people that you feel like your emotions are getting the best of you, this will be the, you know, a good time to seek help, get a therapist, get a counselor, or confide in a friend if you feel like your emotions are overbearing, where you feel like your emotions are controlling you. So this is the year where a lot of people are going to be committing suicide, and a lot of people are going to be feeling down and out, and they're going to be feeling like they're defeated. But you have to stay prayed up. Start meditating. Write down positive affirmations. Read daily affirmations. Because if you lose your mind, you will lose everything. Without your mind, you don't have anything. So, you know, that's very important. This year is not the year to play. Now, 2020 was giving you vision. 2020 was an eye-opener to prepare you for the next year, to prepare you for 2021. 2020 showed you, it showed Americans, it showed everybody that life can change overnight, right? So because you know life can change overnight, in 2021, you are prepared because you expect the unexpected. That's my seduction 101.
That was good. I want to definitely add something to a point you said early on. You were talking about doing, because I think I'm a victim of that, and I'm trying to do better about this. That's honestly one of the things I'm trying to do better about this year. Y'all know me, I don't do resolutions. I just I just do things, and I don't necessarily have a clock when it's supposed to happen. I'm trying to do better about caring about me and not caring, not worrying about it. People mad because I care about me more. I'm starting to care about me more than usual. Like, if people know me, I look out for a lot of people, but this year, what the beautiful thing is, I've already started exemplifying that already. I've already letting people know that, hey, I'm not in the mood for that. If it's about me, it's not a mutual thought process. If you know what you're trying to tell me about is not mutual, then I can't do it. Like, I'm sick of the one-handed benefits and stuff. And people just always want to ask for stuff. And the moment you tell them no, they want to get mad because you tell them no. But the thing is, it's part of life. I don't have to be a yes man and agree to do everything you say do or agree to everything you say. Period. I'm not doing it this year. So yeah, Nate, that's really something I'm doing this year heavy. I'm definitely getting better about that.
This year is the year to be selfish, and this is the year to be dedicated, to be grounded, and to build a solid foundation. This is the year. This is the year, not to be worried about everybody else. You got to worry about you, because at the end of the day, if you're not good, you can't make sure the next person is good. You have to be good. Your mental have to be good. People fail to realize your mental health is just as important as your physical health. It's just as important. A lot of people don't get that, though.
Yeah, so, bam, there y'all go. Another one in the books. I'm going to go ahead and throw a bonus segment at you guys, and that is bringing you guys I'm just adding an extra layer of stuff of things from last year, some of my greatest moments of last year, and I want to say, one of my greatest moments of last year was my birthday last year. So, to me, it's ranked up there in probably the top three best birthdays of all time. And I'm saying that in a pandemic year. I'm saying that. And it just really, y'all just see, man, for the first time, I felt that people cared about my birthday that weren't family and close friends. I felt like the world cared about my birthday. And let me tell you what I mean by that. So, yeah, I know there's a lot of people know I work one of the places my hustle's at. I work at a strip club, Sky Beret, whatnot. And so at the club, it was so many people that just showing so much love. You had dancers, you had people in the kitchen, all over. They were making it rain on me and whatnot. They were making it rain. They surprised me with a cake. They surprised me with gifts. Matter of fact, I had two cakes in one weekend. Somebody brought me a cake one on my birthday night, and then somebody brought me another cake days later through my birthday weekend. And it was just the love that you guys shared, man. It was just so dope, and I very much so appreciate it, because I felt like for once, people didn't just sweep by to my birthday was happening. that was always a thing I had to deal with in school, because of the time of year my birthday was, people kind of just like, nobody was, you didn't really, you know, you had to do a new school year. Nobody's really gearing their mind up into thinking about that yet. But y'all were really, like, just really, I'm just very appreciative. And I would say my birthday last year, y'all really showed up and showed the hell out. So I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Moment number, I'm going to give you two more moments. Moment number two, I say of last year, was just, you know, moving to my place. That was one of the greatest moments. And this is like not having any roommates of any sort, living completely alone. And at first, I'm telling you, it's been a thought of mine for a long time that I have been very nervous about doing, because y'all know me, I am a huge extrovert. So I thought about being a huge extrovert that it would be a problem. But last year really, I really tested that limit of doing that, because I moved while the pandemic was going on. Matter of fact, when I moved, the club had just got shut back down again. And so here I am, I'm moving. All my extra money I had, I couldn't necessarily rely on that because I was moving. You know, I mean, because we even had the club closed or whatnot. So just pretty much had to do it. And if it wasn't for my family and friends, I don't know how I would did it. But yeah, so I'm moving to here and just looking at months down the line, you know, that was back in July when I moved. And heck, now it's January. Just reflecting on that, man, like, it's such a blessing to be here. I really am very blessed to be here, because again, God didn't have to have me here. I didn't have to be blessed with this opportunity to be able to just be here now. And here I am. I learned a lot about myself of that I can do that. It really helped strengthen me, actually. It strengthened who I was. I really felt like I really understood myself more after that. And I think when I get around people, for the most part, that's part of what has added an extra layer of how people approach me, because my spirit is so much different of going through this experience. And I'm very thankful. Again, it's just a great moment. I said another great moment was, you know, and she talked about this already. You know, my watching my mom slowly but surely just overcome the remnants of COVID-19, and I mean, it really effed her up hard, man. Like, again, COVID-19 is like this. It's just like this dangerous assassin that it finds wherever your underlying health conditions are, and it tries to make them worse. And that's what happened to my mom. But here she is. She's on, you know, she's starting to do better and better. It's like, man, you can't really get move around much to do now, getting out the house, all that. Now she's like orange. She's all over the place now. She still has some time. She still has some leaps to go. But, man, I'm telling you, my mom is phenomenal to watch her work. Watch her greatness at work. So those are my top three moments of last year. Nate, what are your top three moments of 2020?
I would say I met the love of my life. I got my driver's license.
You're talking about Jesus, right?
Huh?
You talking about Jesus?
No, I'm not talking about Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about Jesus, but I got my driver's license, and I would say my birthday, like, it was so wonderful. Like, I had so much fun in Mexico for my birthday.
But what did you do? What was one of the highlights of, what would you say, was one of the biggest highlights of the Mexico trip?
I would say actually relaxing, like the ocean, just hearing the ocean and stuff like that. I think that was a great highlight. And I would say when the girls kept coming up to me, asking me to twerk, that was funny.
I mean, they didn't learn much. They weren't going to learn much. I don't know why they came up to you. No, that's Well, yeah, so I would say, man, this year, I'm looking forward to this year. Just, you know, just another clean slate start off. It's been some crazy days already through the start of this year. Hell, we are now at Day 6 of January, and it's already been some crazy stuff going on. But hey, we gonna get through it. So yeah, so definitely, man. All right, so we have a few minutes left to go. I want my everybody on the show. If you miss any parts of the show, you can always go check out the show at a few places. You can check it out at TuneIn. You can check it out at iTunes. You can check it out at iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio. Go to all those places. You'll be able to enjoy the show. It is free 99 to listen to them. So definitely listen to all the shows. Especially, you know, this season is going to be very great. It's season 12. I'm going to be... It's going to be a big season, yeah, because there's a lot of stuff we're going to involve. I'm going to involve a lot more video and stuff, so that's why I'll start next week's show, I'll be doing the live after shows. So definitely be ready for it. The live after shows will be crazy. Miss anything? That's pretty much it. Make sure y'all follow us at Duskspot, DUSKSPLT, or on all social media handles. No, I'm not in Clubhouse, because Clubhouse don't like people who don't got an iPhone. So stop asking me in my own Clubhouse, people. Now you got any final thoughts you want to share?
Huh? Yo, be easy this year. Stay prayed up. Enjoy life. I know that some people are not able to get out as much as they want to, but go for a walk. Clear your mind. Do some meditation in the house. I know it's hard. I know we're going through this pandemic. But you are strong. Each and one of you guys are very strong in your own way. And remember to always think positive. Don't let your thoughts take over your mind. You have to be strong. And sometimes I know it's hard to be strong. But if I can do it, I know that you can do it.
I leave my final thought of, hey, this year, make sure you're doing more of that. Make sure you do a lot more of that this year. And if you don't catch up, that means, hey, y'all need, either have somebody do the cry baby for you or do the cry baby for somebody.
I'm trying to learn how to do it so I can do it on my nigga dick.
Oh my god. But then let's y'all, we are out reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember where there's a J or where there's a
nay or a U.
Is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at Dusk Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
And make sure y'all follow us. Follow me at Seddy J Dusk, CEDDYJDUSK. Nay, how can they follow you?
Y'all can follow me on social media everywhere. Clubhouse, Snapchat, Instagram, Nay Seduction. That's NAYY _ seduction. If you don't know how to spell seduction, your ass too young for social media.
All right, we also leave you with our public service announcement. We tell you at the end of every show, and that's if you're going to hump somebody, please do it what name?
Responsibly.
There you go. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.